what it do for me? Yeah. I have to say, you know, I was happy about it. You know, I finally got to get my first, you know, catching a game, so that was exciting.
You think, I mean, you talked prior to that game, like you may be nervous and all that. There was a drop earlier. Do you think that's over with now, having lived through that?
I have to say so, but like I said, you know, that happens to even, you know, the best in the game. It just, you know, it matters how you respond after you, you know, mess up.
How do you anticipate working more and more now with Josh since he's obviously
a great player? You know, he's level starter now, so he's going to be with us. And he's a smart guy. He knows offense. He's an older guy. He's been around, you know, the NFL, played in this league for a long, long, long time. So he got a lot of knowledge. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm sorry that Griff got hurt. And I was set upon no one. And Griff's going to bounce back. And, you know, Josh's going to come in and do just, you know, just well.
Corey, from your perspective, what is Robert's attitude like? And why do you think he's going to bounce back?
Because Griff is a good guy. He's a positive guy. He wants us to win. He's a good teammate and a good, you know, leader and team captain. And he wants the best for this organization. So he's going to be there cheering us on, helping us out. And, you know, that's exciting to have a guy like that.
How much different is it to have Josh on the field as opposed to Robert? How are they different in terms of being a quarterback?
They're both really, really good. You know, they do, you know, stuff different. Both positive, though. Griff's extremely, you know, talented athletic-wise. He can run. He can, you know, do a little more outside the pocket. But, Josh is really smart. He's been around for a long time. He got more experience. But they're both really good quarterbacks. That's why they're here.
Corey, Steve Smith's coming into town, and we know we talked about him since the day you were drafted. Your thoughts on being on the same field with him for a game, and will you visit with him at some point?
Right. You know, it's incredible. He reached out to me. I talked to him a little bit. It's exciting because it's a guy I really looked up to and still look up to, you know, growing up as a kid. And I get to see him in person and in action. So that's exciting. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm on the Cleveland Browns, and we're trying to win.
Have you talked to him recently, or was this a while ago?
I talked to him recently. We talked a little bit on Twitter and stuff. And, you know, it's exciting to have guys like that, role models, guys you look up to, reach out to you and, you know, say positive things.
What did you take away from that first game Sunday?
I have to say that, you know, it's different from, you know, college. But really, in the day, you know, we got one job, and it doesn't matter, you know, if it's winning by 1 point, winning by 10. Our job is to come out there and play as hard as we can and try to get a win. So, and anything can happen, you know.
Corey, will you do any kind of thing with Steve Smith, or you try to get a jersey or anything like that?
We'll talk about that after the game. You know, my focus right now is, you know the game plan and focus on what we got to do this week and one day at a time.
Do you feel like you have some momentum going after kind of, you know, I know you weren't happy with the preseason. You know, you had the drop in the game against the Eagles, but then you made some plays.
Right, you know, it's a process. You got to take one step at a time, and I'm just, you know, moving forward and really worried about, you know, Baltimore this week.
What do you see from the Ravens' defense when what you've been able to observe on film or, you know, what you've been told?
That they're a really good defense, and they come ready to play. And like I said, we got to be on our P's and Q's. We got to be on our best this week.